That's why I hate having
these. Is this about us and you people? Hugh and the people? Hugh and the girl that
just
roasted
everybody
him?
In general?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good message. Why can't we be friends? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We've had a lot of different little things in the show pop up today. The one that popped up 5 minutes ago that I think almost caused Kyle to leave the show early. Hurts Howie, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the caller brought up that he thinks Howie gets too much credit, Hurts not enough. So, I mean, I thought the natural question was to ask if you could only have one, who would you take? I take Howie. You take Hurts. Kyle screams.
Yeah, I think, because I just think the foundation is already laid. We could still probably have success without a Howie.
Yeah, but in 3 years, then what happens? It's just the whole thing moves so fast. They'll all be gone,
well,
these guys.
I think good GMs always have a good protege. Because that's basically what Howie was, and Howie took an idea, a concept, and he built off of that. Like mm-hmm. I said, he tweaked the formula, and he's done a tremendous job doing that. But I just think it's kind of ironic that he's woven himself into the Eagles' fabric the way that he has.
So you know what I think it is? It used to be in the NFL, the coach and the coach or quarterback, right? That was one of the two was responsible. Like, you know, whether it be Don Shula, Dan Marino, or or at least one of the two would get in the credit. Mm-hmm. In New England, it was always the debate, Brady or Belichick. Here, it's the GM.
Yeah.
Because we've had two different Super Bowls with two different coaches and quarterbacks. So it's not like one.
And that's part of the narrative.
It shouldn't be a debate here.
Well, because he's the driving force of the team.
I don't know how Hugh Douglas can tell us on Friday with a straight face that this team would win 11 games and go to the playoffs with Tanner McKee.
With a straight ass face and not make it to the Super Bowl.
Yet we can get Howie Rosen out of here, keep Jalen, and everything's just going to
be
fine.
Well, because you don't understand what I'm saying, Kyle.
Clearly, I don't.
Yeah, because I was trying to explain it to you, but you
then
get
we jumped on you. Yep. Because it's outrageous.
Like a bunch of crickets.
Because it's a joke.
Like a bunch of crickets. No, what I'm saying is the foundation for this organization, it's already been laid. So now you just have to get somebody that's going to usher this team into the next era. Howie's not going to be here forever, man. Mm-hmm. And the way, we talk about it all the time, the way this organization is run from top to bottom.
Yeah.
They do a tremendous job. And shout out to the, for yesterday, the practice that they had. They raised a ton of money mm-hmm. for the Eagles Autism Organization,
great.
Which is super great.
They do an amazing job with that.
The way the organization is ran, it was ran early, because I was here at the beginning, and I saw, you saw how it was when I got here and what it's turned into. Howie's a piece of that, big piece of that.
He's the piece.
But, I don't know, that's where you lose me.
Well, I just think you're underselling, that Howie could go, but the foundation's already been laid. Didn't the Patriots do that with Belichick?
No.
Oh, the foundation's laid.
Just get the next guy in here,
the next quarterback.
I'm not trying to undersell it, but the Patriots did that in a way where, they've got their down years now. The Eagles are riding high right now because they have a great scouting department, and they have great individuals that work for their organization. So, say if Howie took a respite, I still think the organization would be fine because they've been doing this. They've been a relevant organization for decades now.
I think it'd be easier to find a replacement for Hurts than Howie.
I think that the replacement for Howie would probably come from in-house.
Yeah, but
doesn't mean it's going to go well.
No,
I think it would have a better chance to go well because of all the personnel that you have around.
I think we've seen them have different quarterbacks and win and different coaches and win. Yeah, we've seen it. Jalen is a good player and he's having, this is the best part of his career, just won the Super Bowl. If the Eagles 3 years from now have a different quarterback, they'll probably still win a lot of games.
Yeah, Howie's won without Jalen with an entirely different team.
Yes,
Jalen's only ever won with Howie.
And coach, different coach and quarterback. It's why he's a Hall of Famer and Jalen's not there yet.
I give you that.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, I mean, I think it's right. Not yet. He's got work to do.
He's got a little work to do.
You could argue Howie could have been a Hall of Famer without Jalen.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. I know we're on the same page, but
I can't even believe it's pretty clear to me the Eagles would move on from Jalen before Howie.
That Brett Veach is not, that Howie's a better GM than Brett Veach is crazy, though.
He is.
Okay. 5-2.
But
they didn't have Patrick Mahomes. We're not even talking.
Okay, but Veach has Andy Reid.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
Is it more impressive to win?
But
Super
see, now
Bowls
we're arguing. We're arguing semantics
well,
now.
No.
That's
no,
just
no.
like
Those
saying
are facts.
If what's his name? Nick Sirianni didn't have Howie, he wouldn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
But we're arguing semantics now.
No, that's just probably a fact.
We're arguing semantics.
Do you think easier to win a Super Bowl with Andy Reid or Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni?
I think it took Andy a while to grow into who he was.
But now. Andy.
It took him a while to grow into who he was. And let's not act like we believe that Nick Sirianni was the right guy for the job.
But if 5 years ago, if you could have chosen, if you were a GM, you're in charge, I could have Andy Reid as my coach or Sirianni or Doug. Andy.
Without a doubt.
Right. And you could have Mahomes or Jalen.
I take Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Veach has those things.
Okay. We'll just agree to disagree on this.
Now, you can give Veach credit for Mahomes.
No, you talk about who's in, what they call it, the worm or whatever. You two guys got the worm.
Huh?
Y'all got the worm. But y'all got the worm.
What worm for who? Howie?
For Howie.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the best in the sport.
I will gladly have the Howie Roseman.
He is not the best. He is one of the best GMs in the sport.
I think he's the best. Okay. I mean, he's way more definitively the best GM than Hurts is the best quarterback.
Okay.
It's not even a debate.
Okay.
But what am I giving Veach credit for?
What are you giving credit for? Because he went to 5 Super Bowls and won 3.
Right, because his coach and his quarterback.
But he's a part of that. And who gave him the formula?
Andy.
So, okay. It's cool.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to understand how Veach is better because he just wins because this rings.
I mean, because that's what we're talking about. Well, how is Howie better because he went to 3 Super Bowls, right? It's the same. To me, it's the same thing.
I give Howie a lot of credit for going with two coaches, neither of which I know people are going to be mad at this. I don't think either are elite coaches. They're good. I love Doug. I've grown to like Nick. Especially the last year, I've grown to like and appreciate him now. Nick Sirianni's not going to like X's and O's his way to anything. And he's won with 2 quarterbacks in Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts, who no one would say are like all timers yet.
Okay,
I mean Nick's done now.
I give you that.
And Jalen's not looked that way. So like who else am I giving the credit to?
Okay, I give you that. I give you that.
I'm just trying to like how he's got to get the credit for it. Otherwise, I don't know who else would. Let's go to Big Al in Blackwood, and then we got to talk about this quote from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Big Al, what's up?
Big Al is here.
You're here, Big Al. What's up?
All right.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Al?
We're good.
It is a beautiful day in South Jersey.
Well, I'm excited to get outside. We've been in the studio for a few hours, so I'm excited to get outside when the show ends. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, I got nothing controversial for you.
Okay.
I just want to say kudos to Rob Thompson on the way he's handled the bullpen with the Rangers. I mean, a couple times he could have brought Duran in, but he stuck with his older relievers that we've had on the team, and I think Duran has given the bullpen relievers a great boost in morale. I think they see what Duran can do. They figure they can go out there and do the same thing.
Yeah, but Al, it's weird, but it's true. It's made everyone better. Everyone is pitching better since he got here. I think part of it is they're a little bit more. The pecking order is kind of gone to where they're in more comfortable spots, like the 7th and 8th inning. They don't have to throw Romano out there for the 9th. It's real. They've been, as a bullpen since the trade deadline, they've been excellent. Not just Duran, all of them.
Yes. And I want to say about platooning. I think what Rob Thompson is doing with the platooning is good also. I mean, if you got a guy that hits right-handed bat, pitching good, put him in. If you got a guy that's hitting left-handed, pitching good, put him in. Switch. I like that. You know, you can't always go with the same guy all the time because maybe he's a fan favorite. You know.
It is working. Last week I didn't love it because I want to see Bader play most days, but it's working. They have hit in the outfield since the trade deadline. And even Saturday, Al, Castellanos didn't play, and Kepler did, and it worked.
It did work. And I want to say one thing. Mm-hmm. When Bader got hit with that pitch, I believe that was a purpose pitch. I think that was a payback for him robbing the Rangers.
I didn't think of that. I mean, if it is, uh-huh. I think that's a bad job by the Rangers. Payback for robbing a home run, that would be a lot.
Well, that's my opinion. So
there you have it.
But anyway, I've lost $4 in the last 4 days. I bet $1 on the Eagles with my daughter.
You're like Hugh.
She won.
I won $100 though.
You bet two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet.
And I bet I lost $3 on the Rangers. I give my daughter the choice. She's a diehard Phillies fan, and I always tell her, you know, that they're playing a good team, they're playing a bad team, whatever. And she sticks with, she's a diehard Phillies fan, so she sticks with them. So I've lost $4 in the last 4 days.
Well, you can win it back. You got four more days.
You got time.
Big Al. You got Phillies game tonight. Big Al, good phone call. I think people are getting inspiration from your smaller bets.
I mean, you know what? It's low risk, high reward. You just got to put them parlettes together.
Yeah.
You got me a five, Mr. Five-Leg Parlette over here.
But it was four.
I know.
It was five.
Well, one was voided.
Well, but I was still winning, though. They just decided not to pay me.
Well, no. The game was suspended.
The five leg parlay.
You think the people over at the sports are said we got to cancel this game? We're gonna pay you, Douglas.
Yeah, they got to pay me. That'd have been about what, 20 more bucks.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna hit another. I'm feeling real good about myself now. I'm about to put some more money in the coffers.
Okay. Before we go any further, we did mention there was a story where it seems like you may have been clowned by a 15-year-old girl. Do you want to hear about this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Why are y'all laughing?
I mean, come on.
This made me laugh, your reaction. Okay. So there was a story in the Philadelphia Inquirer this weekend.
Wait a minute, what'd she say first?
Well, okay, I'll tell you. So people, as they were going into the open practice yesterday, were asked, what do you think about this, you know, what's going on with the story of this potential dome, right? The Eagles, you know, sending out that survey with the idea of maybe getting a new stadium down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So a 15-year-old South Jersey native named Ashley Griffin, she was one of the people that gave a response. And here's what she said. Now, she didn't specifically name you, but I could hear that she was talking about you by the quote. Okay. Quote, I definitely don't want a new stadium. There was already the Sixers with their drama of it. It's definitely unnecessary. I absolutely don't want a dome. It helped us with the Rams in the playoffs. I think the snow is part of the game. If you can't play in the cold, then you're weak. You're not a real football player. You shouldn't be able to play in all weather. That sounded to me like she was cooking you because you don't want to be cold anymore.
I have questions. Okay. How old is Ashley again?
15.
15.
Yeah.
How many snow games has she played in?
I think you need to just take the high road.
She would attend the game in the cold. You're too scared to.
She would attend the game in the cold.
You want more.
Well, your whole thing was that you didn't like doing the pregame show because you were cold.
Well, no, I'm trying to, like, listen, and Ashley, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm just trying to figure out. How many football games, number one, you've played in?
So is this the line, if you can't play in the cold, then you're weak, you're not a real football player?
Yeah, I think that one stung.
No.
That one stung.
No. That's a strong take for somebody.
She's right.
I'm assuming, has never played football
you
in the cold.
You would think.
He sounds like a future WIP host to me. That's what I'm hearing.
That's a strong take.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's fine.
I just want you to know that if you want a dome, you're weak and not a real football player.
And guess what, Ashley? It's about to happen. You know, you ever heard of that saying, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission? This is this situation. And so, as I sit here, Ms. Griffin, in my infinite wisdom, this is about to happen. And I'm going to sit. I'm not going to have to say I told you so. I'm just going, when we walk in to do our show,
She's not saying it's not going to happen.
There's no, I told you so.
I'm just saying. This would definitely
you
be an I told
I told
no.
you so. The dome?
All, yes, I can.
We all know it's going to happen.
No.
We're just angry about it.
Have you been on this show? I can debate this.
You will, but it's not appropriate. And it's not going to fall on deaf ears.
When has it ever stopped me before from being inappropriate?
That's true.
Or appropriate. Or whichever one it is.
Yeah,
we did have the doorknob incident this morning.
Whatever, which one it is. They ain't never stopped me before from sitting here and standing on business, Miss Ashley. Let me know when you plan a weather or cold weather game.
She hit a nerve.
That hurt a little bit.
It should.
You're not a football player.
She was one more line away from saying you're not a real man. I mean, if you're that
close.
If
they build this new stadium, Hugh is out of
in
the
your face,
fame.
Ashley, we going to build a stadium. Well, a dome. We build a dome.
That's we.
Well,
what's we? You out there with a construction hat on?
You're not involved.
I'm triggered.
Not involved.
You are so hurt. All right, let's hear from you people.
No.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people. What do you need, you people?
Yeah, it's sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov. You know how we occasionally lose Hugh?
Yeah.
Well, around 12:30 today, we hit the Hurts thing, and we lost the chat. Because then it was just an endless debate between, you know, amongst themselves about the Jalen Hurts thing. Except when Hugh took it a bridge too far, and they all united against him when he said that he would keep Hurts over Howie Roseman.
That was that's their line. We found their line.
I just thought it was funny how, you know, he gets as many accolades as, like, the actual players. But
well, it's not that funny. People get it. We got an all caps. What the bleep is Hugh talking about?
Evergreen.
All caps is tough, man. Shame on you, Hugh Douglas.
Wow, you got shamed.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
This one's unrelated.
Okay.
Why are you guys always laughing? This is serious.
It's not. That's the whole...
It's actually not.
That's why we laugh, because it's not that serious.
What is serious? We're debating lists of players and...
This is before the list. This is the Philly stuff, believe it or not. Yeah.
Well, the Wheeler thing is we want it to be healthy.
Yeah, of course, but like, you know...
But Castellanos and if he plays or not, it's really... Right.
I don't think we were laughing at Wheeler's injury.
No, we definitely
We were probably laughing
that.
At Hugh talking about the doorknob thing.
That was what we were laughing at.
That's not serious.
Rhea was snorting.
They're 19 games above 500, Joe. Shut up.
I know the standings. Yeah. I recognize how many wins they have.
Want you to shut up.
Zach Wheeler threw 89 miles an hour yesterday, guys. I'm not going to shut up about
it. It was like 90, what, 2, 94?
94 on the four-seamer.
Well, we'll see, but 89.
But the home run to Jock Peterson was 89 over the middle. 89 over the middle?
Not good.
Jock Peterson, who's totally out of shape, crushed that ball.
Young Jock.
What do we think about this new nickname for Chris in Middletown, Mr. Spelling Bee?
It works. Did we ever find out? Did he spell healthy correctly?
Yes, he did. He got it.
That's good.
Just sometimes you got to double check.
Yep.
Is Hugh Douglas available to potentially fill in for Landon Dickerson?
That wouldn't work out well.
Not
the
big
guy
enough,
doesn't want to play in the cold.
But I'm always curious about when people try to make the fat jokes. What do they look like?
I don't know if that was a fat joke. I think they're wondering if you're in football shape.
Yeah, I thought they meant you're strong.
Well, first of all, no, because we've taken pictures with Landon.
Well, hold on. They're not asking Joe or I to fill in for Landon.
He can't play guard. I look right.
Do you think if you were trained to, you could have played offensive line?
No.
Why?
Because.
It's a mirror of the other one.
Yeah. No, offensive line, usually offensive linemen are guys that can't play defense.
Oh,
that's the truth.
That is a shot.
It's the truth.
This is like the corners are corners because they can't catch things.
Yeah.
Right, like if they were catch, they play wide receiver.
Like you know, yeah.
That's kind of shots fired.
Yeah. No, it's the truth. No, Landon's a hell of a guy. I like him a lot. But yeah, that's the truth.
You would have had to play tackle or center, though. You're not tall enough for... you don't have like guard or center. You weren't tall enough for tackle.
I probably had to do one of those.
How's this for a you people take? Mm-hmm. Wheeler is mentally checked out ever since he set his own retirement date.
Wow.
I don't think that is strong.
I think his shoulder's sore, guys. I think he's hurt.
Stronger than any take we've had today.
I know. That's a big one.
Yep. As soon as Hugh's Clues started, we got an oh no.
Today was a little tame. It was a lot tamer than I thought it would be.
Well, I actually thought we got a lot of good guesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People didn't get it till the end, but people weren't lost on the topic. They followed what you were trying to get.
And occasionally we get some know-the-show answers. Somebody guessed Dr. Seuss because of the appearance from Hugh as Dr. Seuss not too long ago. Remember with the rice?
It can be long or short. No. It can be thick or thin. It could be
you just
white,
wanted
brown,
to play
black,
that.
Or even yellow.
Yep.
You just wanted to play that course.
Wait, was that a?
That was about rice.
That was rice. Was it Jasmine rice or one of the rices? It could be long
really
or short.
Did we really do a Hughes Clues?
It could be thick or thin.
Yes, we did.
And somebody
white,
guessed
brown,
pasta.
Black, or even yellow.
Because I gave those clues and somebody guessed
pasta. Somebody guessed pasta.
Someone wants to know why we're laughing. We spent an entire show trying to get people to guess rice.
Rice,
yeah.
Well, that's Hughes' fault. This is the things that pop into his head. I mean.
Yeah, it's true.
Every day.
At his control.
One more thing. He was like the senile guy at the old folks' home. You never know what he's talking about, but he's happy, so we leave him alone.
He's happy.
I don't have a problem with that.
As long as you're happy, buddy.
Like, strangely, I don't have a problem with that.
He's good with that.
Hmm.
All right, we appreciate you people today. Our Twitter question, of course, was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Final tally on today for Aaron. It's still sitting pretty at 83%. Say no to Aaron.
No good.
It's not
and you know what? Since we're here, you know Aaron had the right guess.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he guessed.
Didn't he make the guess earlier?
Well, he made a guess, but then he came
wrong,
back.
So he got, yeah.
Oh, you can't get a two, second.
Oh, I didn't respond to it, but just make him feel good. He had it, yeah.
So you ignored him.
Yeah, I ignored everybody.
I think I muted him on Twitter, so.
You're missing all the selfie videos?
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
I can't take them anymore.
Max in South Philly, what's up? Max, what's up? All good, Max. What's up?
Just basically want to touch on a couple things. I don't understand the inconsistencies with this grading, though, that we're doing. We're saying, oh, they never made it to the Super Bowl. Oh, this person did make it to the Super Bowl. But Jalen been there twice with two separate coaches. He played very well, if you ask me, in the first game. A couple of mistakes here and there, but I don't think he's the reason why we lost the game. Then in the Super Bowl this year, which I agree with you, Q, is, you know, a big factor in how we should be grading these quarterbacks. Kansas City did everything they could to stop Saquon. Mm-hmm. So who had to step up?
Jalen.
Jalen Hurts.
And
who did without even a hesitation and crushed it? Jalen. Like, I don't understand why he's below Justin Herbert. What has Justin Herbert done? C.J. Stroud. What has he done? Jaden Daniels, yeah, he has the potential, but are we using potential as a factor to grade these?
So I agree with you on Stroud and Herbert. The Daniels thing, based on just 1 year, taking the Commanders to the NFC title game is pretty darn impressive.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not impressive, but all you ever hear is what has he done? What he needs to do more. He needs to do more. He had a phenomenal year. I'm not taking away that from Jaden Daniels, but it's been 1 year. And in the NFC Championship, the biggest game in the NFL, you know, that he has been to so far.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even, you know, he looked garbage. I mean, I understand our defense was lights out, but still, like, I just don't understand these lists. It seems like potential seems to be a factor.
Sometimes. I also think that what's around the player is a big factor, and that's why people get annoyed at it, right? Like, Daniels doesn't have as much around him as Hurts, and I think that's probably why he's ranked higher. All right, afternoon show is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.